Here we are in a very unique natural environment where several different cultures choose to make their home at one point. Unlike the landscape we see here today, the first Phoenicians to arrive here found a forest filled with Aleppo and maritime pine trees and undergrowth rich in legumes and mastic shrubs. Ash, poplar, willow and salt cedar grew around the banks of the Segura, a mere 100 meters from the sea. The area was rich and fertile, abundant in the natural resources needed to feed the Phoenician population. They ate a diet of grains including barley, wheat and millet, and fruits such as figs, pomegranates and grapes. They also ate legumes to a lesser extent. The Phoenicians raised domesticated animals like sheep, goats, cows and pigs, and they hunted wild deer, rabbits and hares. When we consider the area's strategic advantages for commerce and navigation, it is easy to understand why the Phoenicians chose to settle here in the 8th century BC, as they expanded their colonial rule throughout the Mediterranean. The Phoenicians came from the region that makes up the modern-day Israel, Syria, and Lebanon. For centuries, they mastered the art of navigation, discovering new trade routes and building specially designed merchant ships. They established a complex system of ports that could move commercial traffic from the Aegean Sea to the Atlantic Ocean. Soon, the Phoenicians would arrive at the Iberian Peninsula in search of metals. The Phoenicians first landed on these shores around the 9th century BC in the modern-day archaeological site of Cabezo Pequeño del Estaño. After leaving this enclave, they went on to build a large colony in the natural harbour formed by the mouth of the Segura, La Fonteta. From this new location, they controlled maritime trade and established a new inland trade route going upstream. They also used the Cerro del Castillo as a point of refuge. Look ahead and you can catch a glimpse of how the port city of La Fonteta emerges from the sands. While perhaps not the most important Phoenician city in the Western Mediterranean, it is the best preserved, and it provides us with the most information about Phoenician culture. Surrounded by a massive defensive wall, La Fonteta became an urban complex. A road surrounding its perimeter provides access to the terraced houses built on its inner face. Several organized neighborhoods outside of the fortified enclosure have also remained preserved. Although only a small part has been excavated, some researchers believe that there may still be up to 8 hectares of preserved settlements buried beneath the sands. The settlement found here developed greatly from the 8th to 7th century BC. In its earliest and most ancient phase, the housing system was quite ephemeral. The structures were hut-like, with adobe walls and roofs held up by wooden posts. The second phase, beginning in the 7th century BC, saw the construction of a fortified wall. At 4 to 5 meters wide and almost 10 meters tall, it boasted several defensive reinforcements, including bastions and a moat. These structures indicate that it was at this point that enemy forces began to pose a threat to the city. Note the angle of the wall, which is over 4 meters high, and a developing block of houses built with stones and mud that can be seen amongst the older adobe structures. During this phase of its development, metallurgy was the city's most important industry. Slags and remains of smelting crucibles, nozzles and molds show the extent to which its residents worked with bronze, iron and silver. Given the Phoenician proclivity for trade and navigation, La Fonteta received ancient Phoenician and Greek ceramics, precious metal artifacts, and exotic products such as ivory or painted ostrich eggs. Other imports included luxury Egyptian goods like scarabs or amulets, which were considered magical and used to attract good forces and ward off evil. The exotic, enigmatic nature of these items lent their owners a level of prestige. While occasionally used for everyday life, they were more often used in funerary contexts, most notably as burial offerings for women and children. The most striking example of the refashioning and reuse of these objects over time was the discovery of funerary steles in La Fonteta. These monuments originally signified a possible child sacrifice to appease the gods. Later on, they were used in the construction of the defensive wall, and over 1,500 years later, they were used in the Caliphate Rebat, a religious structure erected using parts of La Fonteta as a quarry. Today, they are found in the archaeological museum, in a recreation of the ancient Tophet, or sacred enclosure, where ashes were once deposited in funerary urns. It appears that by this point in the Phoenician era, the dunes had already begun to shift in parts of the site. Albeit a worrisome phenomena, it helped to conserve these unique archaeological ruins within their extraordinary environment.